Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Monday, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Well, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new week, which means it's a brand new opportunity for you to do something amazing, and it all begins today. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this Monday. We have the Truth of the Day with Mary Ellen Zagenovic. We have music from a collective today, Soul Southern. I think you guys are going to really enjoy this. And then today's entertainment spotlight, you've been part of my conversation with fitness trainer Dolores Scott. Before we get into all that, though, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Looking for the best way to start your day? Yazoo Brew has you covered. Located at 1295 East Broadway, serving Yazoo Brew specialty coffees such as espresso, latte macchiato, coffee mocha, cappuccino, caramel macchiato, frappuccino, and other flavors. Regular coffee and iced tea and green tea are also available. And need something on your stomach as you're heading throughout the day? You can't forget the sausage, egg and cheese breakfast sandwiches, as well as muffins, plain, blueberry, and even banana nut bread. Yazoo Brew, serving up the goodness 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 12 noon, located at 1295 East Broadway. For more information, call 662-245-6554. Again, that's 662-245-6554. Yazoo Brew, serving up something special for you. Yazoo Brew, a proud underwriter of WYAD 94.1 FM. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Monday headlines and national news with new aid schools seek solutions to problems new and old. With a massive infusion of federal aid coming their way, schools across the United States are weighing how to use the windfall to ease the harm of the pandemic and to tackle problems that existed long before the coronavirus. The assistance that was approved last month totals $123 billion, a staggering sum that will offer some districts several times the amount of federal education funding they receive in a single year. The aid will help schools reopen and expand summer programs to help students catch up on learning. It also offers a chance to pursue programs that have long been seen as too expensive, such as intensive tutoring, mental health services, and major curriculum upgrades. This feels like a once-in-a-generation opportunity for us to be able to make critical investments, said Nathan Cooter, chief financial officer of Boston Public Schools, which is expecting $275 million. But the spending decisions carry high stakes. If important needs are overlooked, or if the money does not bring tangible improvements, schools could face blowback from their communities and from politicians who influence their funding. At the same time, schools must be wary of dreaming too big and taking on long-term costs they cannot sustain. Districts with higher concentrations of poverty will get the largest sums. Public schools in some cities are expected to receive more than $1 billion, including Los Angeles and Philadelphia. The new money joins more than $67 billion made available to schools in other relief packages during the pandemic. Schools must reserve 20% for summer programs and other efforts to address learning loss, but they expect to have wide flexibility in how to use most of the aid. With more than 3 years to spend the new money, school leaders are thinking big. And more national news, amid outcry, states push mental health training for police. The officer who Cassandra Kento Collins says kneeled on her son's neck for over 4 minutes assured her it was standard protocol for sedating a person experiencing a mental breakdown. I was there watching the whole thing, Quinto Collins told the Associated Press. I just trusted that they knew what they were doing. Angela Quinto's sister had called 911 for helping calm him down during an episode of paranoia on December 23rd. His family says Quinto didn't resist the Antioch, California police, one who pushed his knee on the back of his neck, and another who restrained his legs, and the only noise he made was when he twice cried out, "Please don't kill me." The officer replied, "We're not going to kill you," the family said. Police denied putting pressure on his neck. 3 days later, the 30-year-old Navy veteran and Filipino immigrant died at a hospital. It is the latest stark example of the perils of policing people with mental health issues in response to several high-profile deaths of people with mental health issues in police custody. Lawmakers in at least 8 states are introducing legislation to change how law enforcement agencies respond to those in crisis. And more national news, vaccine passports are latest flashpoint in COVID politics. Vaccine passports being developed to verify COVID-19 immunization status have become the latest flashpoint in America's perpetual political wars, with Republicans portraying them as a heavy-handed intrusion into personal freedom and private health choices. They currently exist in only one state, a limited government partnership in New York with a private company, but that hasn't stopped GOP lawmakers in a handful of states from rushing out legislative proposals to ban their use. The argument over whether passports are a sensible response to the pandemic or governmental overreach echoes the bitter disputes over the past year about masks, shutdown orders, and even the vaccines themselves. In entertainment news, rapper DMX on life support after heart attack, says his attorney and family. DMX, longtime New York-based lawyer, said the rapper was on life support Saturday evening at White Plains Hospital. He had a heart attack. He's quite ill, the attorney said. The attorney said he could not confirm reports that DMX 50 overdosed on drugs and was not sure what caused the heart attack. And finally, in more entertainment news, Godzilla vs. Kong stumps the pandemic best $48.5 million opening. With the help of a few old friends, the box office rekindled some of its old might over the weekend. Godzilla vs. Kong scored easily the best opening of the pandemic with an estimated $48.5 million since opening on Wednesday, even as it was simultaneously streaming at home. The Monster Mash from Warner Brothers and Legendary Entertainment was the widest domestic release in the past year, playing in more than 3,000 theaters. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for the Truth of the Day with Mary Ellen Taganovich. Mary Ellen, take it away.
Hi, this is Mary Ellen with your Truth of the Day. Explore fresh ways of observing your world. You may want to begin by finding ways to grow spiritually, or you may want to take chances and seize opportunities for fun. Either way, with a strong sense of confidence and security in your abilities, you can feel both motivated and assertive. You become willing to expand your horizons. Your basic needs are taken care of, so it becomes easier to contemplate integrating other desires into your life. Your world can grow because you have created a good foundation and it is solid. If you do not have this good foundation yet, begin rebuilding your foundation. Guidance from others that you see as successful. There are always successful people willing to mentor to others. You may have to ask more than once. Just be polite and understand that all successful people are very busy. Today, be ready to branch out into unfamiliar territory as new challenges and opportunities emerge. And enjoy your day.
Soul Southern is releasing a brand new project this week called Soul Out. Had a chance to be able to get one of the singles on one of the online platforms. It'll be on Amazon in just a couple of days. The single that stood out to me is called Ain't Nobody. I think you guys are going to really enjoy this. Soul Southern are our artist of the week this week. Enjoy Ain't Nobody right here on Conversational Daily News.
To groove it, there ain't no stopping.
When the rhythm gets to
flowing in the strobe light. Get the strobing in my body, gets in motion. Don't know where the night is going. Let the music keep on playing. Come on, DJ, keep DJing. Watch my body keep on swaying. Don't you dare get in my way.
Was Soul Southern with Ain't Nobody here on Conversations Daily News. I got that single through Bandcamp, but it will be available on Amazon.com and the other online retailers this week. We have part of my conversation coming up with Dolores Scott in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Conversations Daily News. Ask yourself, what would you do if you were 10 times bolder? If you answered anything other than what you're doing right now, then fear is reducing your destiny. Fear and intimidation are tactics that our common enemy uses. The courage to step out of the familiar is about recognizing those things that hold us back and learning to recognize things that stand in the way of your destiny. You have an assignment that is specific to you. Dennis Perkins' book, The Courage to Step Out of the Familiar, will help you realize that this assignment is from God to help others. So ask yourself, are you ready to step out of your comfort zone? Get your copy of The Courage to Step Out of the Familiar by Dennis Perkins today on Amazon.com or ZulonPress.com. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with the Entertainment Spotlight. Fitness trainer Dolores Scott joined me recently on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about what it's been like for her to do work that she loves and to be able to make a difference in the lives of others. Here's a bit of our conversation.
I want to begin with the satisfaction. I mean, as I said, all of us have a gift. All of us have something that we love to do, that we love to share. What has it been like for you to see the way that your gift has helped others?
It's been fantastic. I started this journey to fitness about 20 years ago and was having some health issues and was overweight and decided that I had to do something about it. And I started gradually walking and just changing my lifestyle. And now that people saw me along the way, and now I have the privilege to train women who are frustrated for some reason or another with where they are. And as a matter of fact, I just had a meeting with a lady yesterday who was interested in me training her, and we talked about, you know, she just doesn't have the time. And I said, do you have time to go to the doctor when it's time for you to go? She said, yes. I said, it's the same difference. To see women, the transition for women, because I'm not just there to get them physically fit, but it's also a mental process, because getting physically fit takes place in the mind. You have to be able to know that you can do it. And I'm the person that's going to push, pull, drag, whatever I have to do to make sure you meet that goal that we have set together by any means necessary. And it just drives me to know that I'm affecting these women in a positive way, because I've been there, done that. I know that story. So I tell my story to help others, not just so they can lose the weight or to get physically fit, whatever it is, but to know that the struggle, I've had that struggle. I know what it feels like, and to say, hey, listen, if I did it, you can do it too. And that's what it's all about.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations with Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations with Daily News. We'll be having you guys on tomorrow with more news, Truth of the Day with Mary Ellen Saganovich, Music from our Artist of the Week, Soul Southern, and, of course, the Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let's make it a great one.